Well, let's go over to the equities, and they're about unchanged, basically. The S&P's down 1, NASDAQ's down 22, and the Dow is down 25. It was down a lot more than that earlier, and we're going to get to our next guest analyst to talk about that, because I think this is a, I don't know, teaching moment's a little bit too dumb, but it's interesting to see how these markets reacted to the news overnight of Israel doing a direct hit on Iran. So let's bring him in now. That's Craig Bolanos. He's the co-founder and CEO of Wealth Management and Group in Chicago. Is that co-founder? Do I have that right?
Yeah, that is co-founder. You know, I mean, everyone thinks I'm the big cheese, but every big cheese is typically supported by a great person to their left or right. I am one and the same.
All right, there you go. That's what I was figuring. Anyway, when I looked at my markets last night, as weirdos do, it was all acting like I thought it would act. And then now it's also kind of acting like I thought it would act. But why don't you, I don't know, how do you do this? What were your reactions to what happened overnight and how the market reacted to it and where we sit right now? I think that's a great lead-in.
Sure. So, you know, at 11 o'clock Central Time last night and into midnight Central Time last night, I was obviously nervous and I was fearful for the reason that any citizen of the globe is fearful. You don't want escalation to get tough. And the futures, you know, all in the red, big spike in oil, it represented what was really happening on the ground. But the little voice in the back of my mind said, you know what? Hopefully this too shall pass. And at the end of the day, fundamentally for stocks, I got to say, there's not a ton that has changed. And that explains the futures being roughly at flat on a Friday morning.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's because they want to shrug it off, right? They want to recut. They just don't want to believe it. But it's serious. And I don't want it to be a huge crash, too. I don't want World War III either. But it doesn't, to me, last night's action is more warranted than this morning's action. What say you?
Interesting. You know, I mean, obviously, listen, if we go back and just talk geopolitics and talk about how to invest, yes, the Iranians making a direct attack on Israel by sending all of those drones and missiles, that hasn't happened because it usually happens by proxy. So this is definitively a new elevation. I think the Israelis had no other choice than to do the response that they did, but it was a response in such a way that gives both of them cover. Hopefully it ends there. But what I'm focused on for all the families at Wealth Management Group is even though the S&P's corrected 5%, Scott, and even though stocks have dropped to two-month lows on relatively higher yields, here's my talking points that I'm going to go with on a Friday. You might not like them, but here it is. Number one, there's still solid growth. Economic data this week, it's been solid. Retail sales were okay. Philly Fed was okay. Jobless claims were okay. Last time I checked, there isn't a major economic metric flashing signs that this economy is falling apart. And as far as the looming Fed rate cuts go, no one's talking about rate hikes. The only guy who mentioned that was Williams, and I'm dismissive of it. Again, this is just more normal for longer. And the AI enthusiasm, it hasn't drained. I mean, sure, ASML threw some cold water on the semiconductor rally in Taiwan semiconductor. Everyone beat on the top and bottom. They just had a slower outlook. But I think the picture of this soft landing still remains. And all we've done is push off the rate cuts and get a more reasonable valuation of the S&P.
Well, I mean, I like that. My retort would be, yeah, that I think it's a bifurcated market. I agree with you that the numbers have come through that look okay. But when you look at the Beige Book, and nobody did because it didn't fall into the narrative, but all the 12 federal districts that make up the Beige Book, they were contradicting a lot of the things that people talk about as far as a strong economy. The jobs, they saw they had basically no growth. They didn't have a lot of the growth that we have as far as GDP. It was more in line, I guess, of how America feels with 34% higher food prices since 2020. You know, and I used to think 70-30, maybe even 80-20, but I think it's more like 85-15. The 15% is the one spending the money and enjoying these this economy and these markets, and the 85%. I mean, I go out there and I speak to people, and I'm telling everybody that wants to listen that it is not easy for a large part of America out there. It's just not. And for anybody that thinks that the jobs market, I have now uncovered enough evidence to say that those jobs numbers are suspect. The JOLTS numbers are suspect. Just because a lot of times we're not getting responses to the surveys like we used to. It used to be 80% response. Now it's below 50. Some of them are 40, and the JOLTS one's in the 30s as far as response rates go. So I know, but the best thing I said yesterday on my show, Craig, was that I want to live another 25 years so I can get the real numbers, what was happening today. So I believe that this is we've built this empire on sand. That's my concern. I do want to buy some stocks. I want it to come off. I missed out on some of the rally in the artificial intelligence sector, but I think I'm going to get that chance, and I'm going to get a better chance than I would have had even last night. So, what do you think?
Well, I think anything plus or minus the 5,000 area on the S&P, which is where we're at, should provide some initial support. And if someone wants to do some nibbling, you should do some nibbling. And Scott, I just want to make sure I don't come off on your program, because you have listeners on this show who are the backbone of America, patriots, citizens,
absolutely,
business owners, farmers. But here's another story that I'm going to throw it in. You want to know how bizarre the world is? It wasn't more than 2 weeks ago that the Biden administration canceled a plan announced to start filling up the strategic petroleum reserve. So I'm a little worried about that, because we emptied it for political reasons. We didn't refill it for political reasons. And now, if there is a regional conflict, what have you and I talked about for 3 to 4 months? Oil is the thing that could unglue my soft landing narrative. Because if oil prices go up, all the core rates go up, the Fed can't cut rates at all, and it becomes a bit of a mess. So I think the DOE, the Department of Energy, needs to get on it, because we are, 41-43% down in our SPR reserves.
Yes.
Where we were at the peak. We need to start getting the garden hoses out all over America and get this thing filled back up, because we have energy independence. We're just not showing it.
And our Secretary of Energy is pushing for a 100% fossil fuel-free army by 2030. So we're going to have to...
F-35 planes aren't running on batteries, because the batteries...
We have to call off some of these... air raids, because we have to charge our stuff. So that's what we're dealing with there. All right. Awesome stuff. And you know what? Friday is a great day for you. I mean, because everything seems to be happening on Fridays. But I appreciate you coming.
Two years ago when you said you can come on 7:30 in the morning on Fridays, I go, wow, this is a gift, because every piece of good economic data happens, and all the action of portfolio positioning going into the weekend is all about Fridays.
Yeah.
I love the thing. Thank you so much for the opportunity for you.
Yeah, we love having you on. You got a lot of big supporters. We get a lot of great feedback from you. Appreciate it. The co-founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group in Chicago, Craig Milanos. Have a great weekend, Craig. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more right after this.